If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, let's talk about how the market's not as saturated as you think it is. I think there are so many people who want to become surface pattern designers, so many people who want to be silhouette and Cricut designers, so many people who want to be doing the clip art thing or the photography thing, like all these creative things that you do online. And all they see is, oh my gosh, the market is so saturated. There's so many designers doing this. And I am here to tell you the market's not quite as saturated as you think it is. Are there a lot of people doing some of the things? Yes. But what you might be seeing is several people doing the things without much result, zero strategy. And most of them, I would say most of them, I wish I had stats on this, but I don't. But it's just really easy to see. They never last past the 1 year mark, you guys. And if you're in my Design Suite program or if you've been to a boot camp, you know that the 1 year mark is key, okay? Most people are dropping off in the first 2 or 3 months, and then several as those months go on. Most people never make it to the 1 year mark. So you might be seeing all of their stuff on Instagram. You might be seeing all of their stuff on other social media platforms, and they haven't made it very, very far, or they're kind of stuck, okay? So the 1 year mark is huge. The second thing is, I see a lot of people, they're continuing to do it as a full-time career, but they're making only $10,000, $20,000 a year tops, okay? So they're not taking a big piece of the market, because usually they're just focused on one thing and they don't have any strategy behind that one thing. I am very, very pro being in one thing to get started in, but that also means you have to have expert guidance and you also have to know exactly what you have to do, what the inside tips are to move forward in that. So if you're past the year mark and you've been doing this whole time and you're not making very much money, then you need to be thinking about that. That there's a hole somewhere in your business, okay? Which, by the way, we are talking about holes in your business in our June Accelerated Workshop. So if you want to check that out, that's at KarinaGardnerCourses.com/designer workshop. And we are talking about how to identify the holes in your business. And you guys, everyone has holes in their business, including me. And so I'm always evaluating, how do we make this better? How do we make this better? Okay. And we're specifically talking about design businesses. Okay. So I just really want you to stop the imposter mentality. Don't get stressed out about all the other people out there that you see doing the thing, because you don't know where they are. You have no idea if they're in their first year. You don't know if they're in their first month. You don't know if they're in their fifth year. Okay. The number of designers I see that are in year 3 or 4 and still haven't made any money, and they're still kind of doing it. Okay. Seriously, so many holes, you guys. And it's really easy to see, especially if you've come to a boot camp and you've seen my framework, you see all the holes in the business, why it's not working, why they're not getting sales. It's usually not because the design work isn't good. In fact, I actually think the opposite is true. I actually think that people who make it past the first year, part of the reason that keeps them going is because they do have beautiful design work, great design work, and they've gotten a couple of fluke things that have really been nice and has happened to them. But they haven't gotten past that because they haven't been utilizing any strategy. They only know one thing and they don't know how to move past that. Okay. So do not worry about a saturated market. You just keep doing your thing. Okay. If you're listening to this, you're on the right path. Okay. just keep doing your thing. Just design every day. Make lots of products, utilize strategy, and move forward. And those of you in the Design Suite program, you know I'm talking to you. As you really hyper-focus and build out what you're doing, get the information that is specific to you so that you are making the right choices in your design career. You are going to move so quickly. Move past everybody else who is just kind of like doing it for the fun of it. It's like a little bit of a hobby, okay? We don't want that to be you. Doing this as a little bit as a hobby won't make you continue to do it. Hobbyists don't continue to design. People who are designing all the time and making money, they continue to design. And that's where I really want you, continuing to design. All right, guys. So I love having you here. It is so fun to have you. And hopefully you are learning so much from this podcast. I try to give you really tactical and mindful tips to help you in your design business. And I just love having you here. Okay. We'll see you soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.